You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There's a very fascinating piece in the Shemesh Shmuel in Parshas Bamidbar, Daf Tes, which brings down the pasuk V'yasu b'nei Yisrael, K'chol ha'shetziv Hashem es Moshe kein asu. And this pasuk is said after the Levim were appointed, before the Parshas Degolim. And Klal Yisrael was instructed to move themselves away from the immediate proximity of the Mishkan to give room for the Levim, that they should be placed around the Mishkan so they can do their job. That's the quote that the Shemesh Shmuel brings from the Medrash Rabbah. And the Shemesh Shmuel wants to say that the chronological sequence in the Psukim, that first it talks about the Minu HaLevim, and then it talks about the instruction for Klal Yisrael to move away from the immediate proximity of Mishkan, and then the Pasuk talks about the Degolim, that there's a very important reason for this sequence. The Shemesh Shmuel wants to say that the reason that Klal Yisrael was found worthy of the Degolim, which we will see in this piece was a very big deal, and we'll say why, Klal Yisrael was zochet to the Degolim because they volunteered without complaint to remove themselves from the proximity of the Mishkan, which was the place they could stand before they were told to move away. And the Shemesh Shmuel says this was a nisoyin gadol for them, a difficult test. Why? She'acha kol taharosa v'hizdachachusa v'asiyas ha-mishkan v'kelo. They went through so many difficult things that they had to do to purify themselves in the building of the Mishkan and the Kelo. And they witnessed the greatness of the Mishkan, and they desired b'hishtolkikis gedoyla lehizdafik b'Hashem Yisbarach. They had a tremendous desire to be close to Hashem Yisbarach. And finally, when they reached this high madrega, they told, no, back off. She is rachakud, you can't stand so close to the Mishkan. And they didn't complain, like we see after the Egel, that they did complain, and they were very sad when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that the Malach would lead Klal Yisrael, not Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel himself. So there they did complain, but here they didn't. Rak kiblu mama Hashem Yisbarach k'moishin tzavu. So the Shemesh Shmuel says that at this time, when they so much wanted to cleave to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were told to remove themselves from the physical proximity of the Mishkan, because they did this without complaint, because they were commanded to, b'shvil zeh niskayim b'hem me'rochik Hashem nirali. These words are a pasuk in Yeshaya, and they contain a very critical concept, which is the focus of today's shir, actually, that this removing oneself from being close to Hashem at the time when someone has a desire to want to cleave to Hashem, this is a difficult nisayon, a nisayon gadol, a difficult task, and because they followed the instruction of Moshe, the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were able to achieve the opposite. In other words, they were told to remove themselves, but because they did the will of Hashem, they ended up becoming closer to Hashem because they followed the directive and removed themselves. And we'll talk about that. And this special award, so to speak, that they received because they removed themselves is the concept of the Degolim that the Shemesh Shmuel explains in a different place, that the inyan of the Degolim, who is dabik ba Hashem Yisbarach b'li amtzoi, the Degolim flying under the flags of the Shvatim, this was in a deep spiritual way something which brought them closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were roi to get to the Degolim because they accepted without complaint the removing themselves from the Mishkan, which was very hard for them to do. And he says, v'zeh inyan ke'ein mitzvah hagbala b'matan Torah. We see that b'matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu again that Klal Yisrael should be very careful not to get too close to the Har, that this inyan that we're discussing regarding removing themselves, Klal Yisrael, from the proximity of the Mishkan so that Levim can be closer to the Mishkan, which we said, Merochik Hashem Nirali, by accepting their placement Merochik, which means further away, this did exactly the opposite. This enabled them to become yet closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, regarding this concept of Merochik Hashem Nirali, this ties although it's not quoted in the Shem Yishmur, to a Kedushas Levi who brings down a Maimon of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Pasuk that we say in one of the days of the Yom, the last Pasuk, Mu'i Yanigei Al-Mus, the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Shemois, actually, this Kedushas Levi, the Divrei HaMaskil is Zeh L'cho Ha'ois Ki Ein Anoichi Shalachticha, this comes at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu came to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that after Rabbeinu Shlulam, you told me that you're going to free Klal Yisrael, it got worse for them. So in the middle of that narrative, where seemingly there's a similar thing going on, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing himself from Klal Yisrael at the exact time when he said he was going to get closer to them by saving them. So the Kedushas Levi quotes the Baal Shem, brings down Moshe La'av HaMalamed B'noi HaKotn Leilich, when a father is teaching a young child to walk, when the child walks two or three steps towards the father, because the child wants to come close to the father. Marchik Aviv es Atzmai Kedei She'yelech Yoisel. And this is something which virtually everybody is acquainted with. When you want to teach a young child, when the child is beginning to walk and having cheshek, having a desire to be successful in this walking thing, as the child walks, the father is in front of the child, like with the hands outstretched, and the child is walking towards the father because he wants to come to the father, but the father starts backing away from the child. So again, this l'chora makes the child sad because he's walking towards the father because he wants to be with the father. Meanwhile, the father is backing away. Why? Because this backing off of the father teaches the child how to walk further still towards the father. And the Baal Shem says, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does the same thing to Klal Yisrael, that there are times when tzaddikim, or even an average person, feels like he wants to be closer to Hashem, and at that exact moment, the Kodesh Baruch Hu seems to back off. And if I may, in my humble opinion, this is what's going on in the Golus. The longer the Golus is going on, the Ribbono Shel Olam is backing off from us. Those of us who are working hard, who are aware of the Torah and aware of mitzvahs, and we have a cheshek, we have a desire to become close, but yet we see that the world around us seems to be more devoid of the presence of Hashem. So what we think to ourselves, what's going on? We want to get closer to Hashem, and Hashem is creating an environment that seems that He's backing off from us. So this is the mashal of the Baal Shem, which the Kedushas Levi is quoting. And this is the Pasuk Hu Yanigeu Al Mus, which in a manner of speaking, Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting us to want to get closer still. But it's counterintuitive, because it looks like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is moving away from us. And in this particular print of the Kedushas Levi, the Mechoin Hadras Chayim Kedushas Levi, he has a note here on page Resh Dalet in Parsha Shemois, where he quotes a number of Talmidim and Einiklach of the Baal Shem who quote this Mashal of the Baal Shem. The Sefer Tshuas Chayim, the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim, the Sefer Toldos Yankov Yosef, the Sefer Moreh Na'im, all talking about this particular idea, which we started off seeing in the Shem Yishmuel, that by Matan Torah already this happened, or getting close to Matan Torah, getting close to the end of Sfira. And I just want to say a word or two more about this thought that the Shem Yishmuel said, that Klal Yisrael was gathering his Shtoikikis Gedoyla Lizdabik B'Hashem Yisbar, to give some more clarification of that process which we went through at that time. So a fundamental component of our work in the Sfira was and is that we have to have a desire to cleave to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to Klal Yisrael and to the Torah. And this connects to the famous Maima Hazoya Yisrael Ve'Araisa Ve'Kutshu Berichu Chadu. There's something regarding the oneness of Klal Yisrael and the oneness of Torah and the oneness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's linked. And again, our avoida to reconnect to Matan Torah, which was the avoida before Matan Torah, is that Yisrael V'Haftarecha Kamoicha Ani Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to cleave to one another. This is the key to the Geula. This was the key to Kabbalah HaTorah, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It's to become one with every person in Klal Yisrael. We have to try to strive to get there. That's the Yisrael. And the Araisa, the Torah, Ein HaTorah Niknas, Elish Mi Shememis Atzma Olah, we have to cleave with our entire being to the Torah. We have to be willing to give up our life in our pursuit of becoming one with the Torah. And Kutshu Berichu, Yisroel V'Raisi V'Kutshu Berichu Chadu, Kavona of Kirishma is Mesiras Nefesh. That's why we say it, Rachmana Litzlan, as if we're leaving this world, those people who are Moisal Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, is that we have to cleave to a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'chol Nafshecha V'chol Me'edecha with extreme love. And by the way, again, part of this cleaving is the mitzvah of Devakto Boy. It says that you have to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to cleave to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Chazal say, how is that humanly possible? Kodesh Baruch Hu is the fire, is totally spiritual. So the Rambam says clearly that the Devakto Boy is we have to cleave to Talmid HaChachamim. So when we say Yisroel V'Raisa V'Kutshu Berichu Chadu, it means we have to cleave to Yisroel and to the Torah and to Kodesh Baruch Hu by cleaving to the Tzaddikim. So this is what the Shem Yishmuel was referring to at this time, where we're putting so much emphasis on becoming one in all of these ways. Yisroel V'Raisa V'Kutshu Berichu, at this time, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, back off. I think that this helps us understand the Shem Yishmuel. So I would like to give a brief summation, a sikkum, a synopsis of this year, is that we find ourselves in a very difficult time in the history of the world, where, by all accounts, we're in the ikfas of the Mashiach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems so far away from us, and the world is such an alien place to our values, and this year sheds a ray of light, a ray of hope, that this is not by accident, this is by design. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is using the Master Shul of the Baal Shem backing off on purpose. And this will bring us to ultimately becoming closer to Hashem. The Geula will be enabled by this period of darkness, of this backing away from. So I'd like to give a wrap-up mashal from the Rishana. The Rishana said, once coming into Beis Medrash on Rosh Hashanah, he told this chassidim about an amoritz who came to daven in shul, and he saw everybody was crying, and he was wondering, why is everybody crying? He didn't experience this before. He didn't know what all of this was about. So he thought, and he says, oh, I know what it is. Davening is taking too long, and this is the reason why everybody's crying. And he says, you know what? I'll cry too. And he began to cry with everybody else on Rosh Hashanah. But then the Rishoner continued. They came to Kriyas HaTorah, everybody stops crying. So he's wondering, why is everybody stopping to cry? The davening's still going on. It's still a long time. So he figures, oh, I know. Everybody stopped crying because the Rebbetzin made a good chult, and the longer davening takes, the better the chult will be. So that's why everybody stopped crying, so he also stopped crying. But then comes Musaf, Vidinachamol. Everybody's crying again. So what's going on now? So the Amoritz is thinking, and he goes, oh, I have it. I know why everybody's crying. Ein hanami, the davening is very long. And ein hanami, there will be a big reward after davening with this chont that the Rebbetzin made. We can't wait for the end of davening. It's just too much for us. And the chassidim said, after the Rishna left, telling this mashal, that this is a mashal for the galus. Ein hanami, Rebbeinu shel olam. He will bring us a geula, and we are mamin be'emunah shleima, that we will see great happiness, and we will be rewarded and enlightened because of all of this pain that we experience. Abavehot koiches azoy lang oisahal, zolei ebish to help, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should help, that in the schus of the tzaddikim who were and are with us, and in the schus of the mesiras nefesh and emunah shleima of Klal Yisrael, we should be zochet to see Mashiach tzedkenu, and he should redeem us, and Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.